Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here for a weekly fix on the information that pertains to what's going on in the world of this fabulous format called News Talk Radio. I think we at last blush counted 1,164 stations. That's probably up or down. I'm not sure that my numbers are always right, but it's pretty close. Number one format in America, conversation about what's happening. And here to shepherd us through the weekly list, according to Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, the items that have made it into the top 10, the hot hits in the story category, and the people being discussed, is Michael Harrison, who is the chairman of the board, the editor, the publisher of the aforementioned Talkers Magazine, who does lots of work. Man, with all of that, how do you carry the weight of the world on your shoulders every week like this?
Oh, my gosh. Somebody has to do it, Doug.
Yes.
You know? You know, when you think of, I don't know whether you were saying that in jest.
But no, a little, it was fun. But no, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of work that goes into this.
Yeah, I work hard, and I'm very lucky to be able to have things to work hard at. You know, but everybody walks around thinking they carry the weight of the world on their shoulders, and in some cases, most people, or that's kind of incongruous, most people do. Imagine people that have really, really amazing jobs like President of the United States. I mean, when do you sleep? It's hard enough running, you know, it's hard enough running a laundromat, let alone...
Well, I don't think that Trump does sleep much. It doesn't appear he sleeps more than 3, 4, 5 hours a night.
It's got to be a maddening job for anybody. Okay, well, let's see how it fits into the scheme of things. These are the top stories of the week on news talk stations, such as the one that you and I are being listened to right now by our listener. At number 10, Major League Baseball action and the Football Brain Report. At number 9, declining Western sperm counts and Bezos being, for a while, or maybe permanently, I'm not sure, the world's richest man.
Why is that important?
It's not. It's interesting.
Oh, it is. Some, otherwise, it wouldn't have made it in the top 10, so somebody thinks it's important.
It's interesting. You know, this Gates and Bezos, who's the world's richest man? Ohio State Fair death at number 8. San Antonio smuggling deaths at 7. Number 6, Trump's Boy Scout speech in Ohio rally. And number 5, Trump-Russia investigation. At number 4, Foxconn U.S. plant announcement. At number 3, the military transgender ban. At number 2, White House leaks. And number 1, the Obamacare repeal and replace effort. The people on the survey, number 10, Jeff Bezos. At number 9, Sean Spicer and Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Lindsey Graham is at 8. Vladimir Putin is at 7. Jared Kushner is at 6. At 5, Charles Schumer. 4, Mitch McConnell. 3, Jeff Sessions. At number 2, fascinating stuff going on, the War of the West Wing. Anthony Scaramucci and Reince Priebus. At number 1, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States.
I heard one person refer to the Priebus-Scaramucci relationship as the West Wing death match.
Yes. I think that was in the Drudge Report.
Yeah, it was. It was a story that he carried about the two of them. And I think Bannon's in there someplace, too, probably.
Well, Scaramucci gave an interview, and this is currently breaking news. He was on the record. I don't know if it was an interview or not, with the New Yorker writer.
Yep.
And he used some foul language and some pretty wild statements concerning Priebus and concerning his... his feelings about leaks, and it's got to be maddening to work at the White House today.
Well, there are these people that have their own self-interest. It's very interesting as all the speculation continues. A lot of jobs haven't been filled yet. I think that Trump doesn't think that he needs to fill some of them. And I'm betting, I've said this 100 times, I've said it once, by the end of the year you won't recognize who's there because most of the people that are there now will be gone. That's just his style. That's the way, you know, we all are, some people having fun, some people are very distressed at his style. He does things that don't seem, that are just wild, and there doesn't seem to be any structure to it, according to some. Not a good manager. I mean, you know, here are all these
things. He plays his people against each other to maintain power.
Yeah. Well, is that your observation, or you think that's...
That's not only my observation. That is the observation of many experts with whom I've spoken to over the years about Donald Trump's management style, even before he was president.
President, yeah.
You work with bosses like that, where they play people against each other so that the...
Not for long. I don't put myself... Yeah, but I have. You're right. Yep, I have. Yep.
Yeah, no, that's a management style.
Yeah, not one that I want to work with. But
no.
I wouldn't last 5 seconds at the White House because I'm just...
I didn't accept the position of press secretary.
Really? Because of that?
I didn't accept... No, I wasn't offered it.
Well, listen. Did Laura Ingraham... is it assumed that under the circumstance that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the new press secretary under Scaramucci?
Oh, she is.
She's it.
Oh, yeah.
She's good.
I think she's good. On her feet, she's good anyway, whatever she has to work with. But the funneling this week, as you know, this past week, a number of radio hosts from the Salem companies, the people that do nationally, Mike Gallagher and Dennis Prager and Hugh Hewitt and Larry Elder and Michael Medved, along with some of the local hosts like Jennifer Horn, who works on one of my programs and does a local LA morning program, along with some of the other local hosts from the Salem group.
Where Piscopo.
Piscopo was there. Were invited to the White House. You covered that in Talkers magazine. What do you think they got, or what's the report that you have from them having been there? What new exciting revelations, or is this just a PR pitch for them?
Well, I don't know if it's a PR pitch. It's always exciting to broadcast from the White House, I mean, under any conditions. So it was a coup for Salem.
You arranged a couple of times during...
I was on the cutting edge of creating awareness of radio by the White House.
Yep.
We were the ones that pioneered it, having talk show hosts broadcast from the White House as an outreach by the White House to talk media and its audience, and as
remember
a
the
promotion.
First time we did it? Do you remember the first day it was dark? We got there in the morning, it was dark.
Oh, yeah.
I sat at a table, and next to me was an empty table with a picture of G. Gordon Liddy, who couldn't come onto the grounds of the White House because he was a felon. Do you remember that?
I remember the whole thing. I remember.
It's just fine.
Yeah, I put it together.
Yeah,
I was part of a team that put it together, but
yeah,
I was one of the leaders of the team.
Yeah,
I have to salute Salem for pulling it off.
Yeah.
Again, you know, I view the world through the lens of the radio industry. I'm not a political person, and I mean that was a great accomplishment. But Salem has built their basic corporate mission, their on air culture, on being all in for Trump.
Yep, right.
Yep. So that's their reward. I mean, you play ball with the right people, you know, to the victors get the spoils.
Yeah. Well, you see how the facilities, those are public facilities, but yet they're used at the behest of those who are in charge. Whoever's in charge, as you said, them who's got the gold makes the rules. 15 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. When Michael needs to hire somebody to work at Talkers, he goes right to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Most people who are running small businesses, medium-sized businesses, big businesses. I got a new list this week of people that are using ZipRecruiter. You'd be very interested to know who this feature that they have. There's a ton of things that make it so easy to use ZipRecruiter, and you can use it free, by the way, going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to get all the benefits that have accrued to AT&T and the Marriott people and Burger King and Volkswagen and Netflix and Ford and PetSmart, Macy's, all are giving testimonial to the value of using ZipRecruiter.com and the first time through is free. It's very easy to use, very easy to rate and manage the candidates. In 24 hours after you post, with one click, goes to all these job sites, and then you'll have feedback, the good feedback that you want, to find a good person. We all need good people working for us, no matter how big or small our businesses are. So this is right in your wheelhouse. I know it is. So take the search for talent seriously. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use ZipRecruiter and all of its aspects free the first time so you find out how fabulous it is. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. According to the CDC, there are 12,000 new cases of cervical cancer each year in the United States, the majority of them caused by the human papillomavirus, or HPV.
The CDC estimates that about 70 to 80% of sexually active adults will have an infection at some time in their life. Most of them won't recognize it. There won't be any clinical outcome or symptom associated with it. They'll clear and be fine.
But Dr. Kathy McLaughlin says for a handful of patients, that high-risk HPV infection persists for years, and that can result in precancerous changes of the cervical cells, which is why regular screenings are so important. The HPV vaccine has the potential to significantly reduce cervical cancer rates. The vaccine is approved for and should be offered to females and males ages 9 to 26. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
All right, Michael, let's look at one of these things here, the transgender ban, and how that was handled by the news media, especially, and how it was taken apart by the news talk hosts, or many of them anyway, understanding that this ban is aimed at saving money, because many of the people, as it turns out, see, the news media doesn't go down this road. I found out by listening to somebody talking about it, actually, that the reason one of the people that was at the White House this week asked Mad Max or Mad Mike or whatever his name is that runs the Defense Department, what the story was. And he said, well, we're paying millions of dollars for these transgender people to have operations to change their anatomy. We did. Remember the whole conversation about Chelsea Manning from Bradley Manning? And we paid for that operation. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be in, I would say I'm all for having everybody in included, but I'd be damned if I want to pay for an operation. I don't think.
Yeah, here's
right.
How here's how it breaks down, and here's where the controversy lies. The issue was already under advice by Congress or whoever is in charge of these things not ban transgenders from serving in the military, but changing the budget to not include those type of medical services.
Right.
And that would have solved the problem, the very problem you said. It was an economic problem.
Yeah.
Taking it one step further and banning an entire group of people from military service under the guise that it's costing money for operations, as if every transgender was having an operation on the government dime, that was what was misleading. And the other part of it that was controversial was that the Pentagon had no idea this was going out. They were caught flat-footed.
21 after the hour.
Before you hear this, or this, or even this, before you turn a key, step on the gas, and let it rip, before you get up and out and on the road, you have to be fueled by something. Make sure that something is Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call right now. I'm digging for oil in my basement to help pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? You try getting a data plan that has enough gigs for my family. And I thought braces were expensive. We definitely need a switch.
Stuck in a dysfunctional family plan? Switch to Boost Best Family Plan right now and get four lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. With MetroPCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 9/10/17. Requires one line to port in. Lines include unlimited data, talk, and text. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus resolution. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. Comparison based on MetroPCS's 2 gigabyte promo plan as of 4/25/17. For additional details, visit their website. Free phones while supplies last. Requires port in and activation on $100 plan. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are, 23 and change after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of things that are related to the top stories of the week as determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com and you can see the overview, get kind of connected to all sorts of things that are going on. I think it's a fabulous way for us to be able to just be, I say us, I'm sort of including, there's an assumption there I probably shouldn't make. I feel like I'm a part of the Talkers crowd, though, Michael, having been around for as long as you've been doing Talkers. Oh, if you go definitely to talkers.com, you'll see in your browser a list of all of the items and some of the things that you may have missed in the news of the world talk. So it's cool. What did you start to say? Excuse me.
I was saying you're certainly part of the Talkers crowd, whatever that means. First of all, we have a great respect for the readers of it and the people in the industry, but you've been a Talkers star from the very beginning. You were in the first issue. You were one of the big players in the first issue of Talkers, which was 27 years ago this summer.
Bunga bunga.
And there you are. And you haven't even changed. You look the same. I understand.
I think, yeah, thank you. I you know what? We laughingly, this is self-serving, and I will only let this go on for 30 seconds. Bob Kay, who, as you know, has been my close friend for 40-some-odd years. We worked together. We first got started at WBZ in Boston in 1968, and I've worked for him in 3 or 4 stations, and he's now working with me. He's managed to find some audio of me that goes back 30, 40 years, and he's putting it together. And as we were listening to it the other day, I heard my voice. And if I listen to me today and 30 years ago, I don't sound a bit different. It really is. It's kind of an amazing thing. I think we all should compare. You have been on the air. Have you ever compared your voice from when you were a big-time jock to where you...
I got to tell you, I am embarrassed by anything I've ever done that's more than a year old.
Yeah.
I keep thinking that I finally figured out how to do it. I think one of the things that's kept me reinvented and youngish over all the years is that I never like my work.
Really?
I'm always saying, oh, finally I got it right. And I listen to myself from before. Although sometimes you ever listen to something you've put together or written, read something you wrote years ago, and it's better than you remembered it being. But
I look at actually some. Sometimes I look at love letters that I've sent, I think to myself, my God, what a going on and on and on. I could have said it instead of in 3 pages. I could have said it in 3 sentences, probably. But you know, that kind of stuff. And it relates to other things. I am sometimes, because perhaps of what I do for a living, too verbose. Or maybe it's just my nature.
Well, you are verbose, but are those love letters you sent yourself? How do you have old love letters that you sent?
I keep them if I send emails.
You make copies of them back in
the day? No, I just make, they're in the email account.
Oh, email love letters.
Old email, yeah.
Oh, I have love letters from, second grade.
No, I don't have those.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
When I think of loving, I think of you. That's very nice. Could you want to do some more love poetry? That's a
I don't know if those things are still around.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's just get to the degree. What do you suppose it's like in bed when they go to bed at night and they turn off the lights between Melania and Donald? What happens? What do you think?
I don't think they go to bed.
You don't think they sleep together?
Nah. No.
So is she just along for the ride? What's the story? What do you
think? I get that feeling, yeah.
Really?
But yeah, this is just my own opinion, folks. Mm-hmm. I have no sources. I haven't been in bed with Melania and Donald since they got married.
Well, that's too bad. Sorry to hear that. If you could give us a first hand.
I mean, the entire time they've been married.
Yeah, I know. I just think it feels like a ring. But that's only the way, again, it's the fog. Who knows what? Nobody ever knows what goes on really with two people. You never really know. And we shouldn't. It's none of our business, actually. I'm sorry I brought it up. Okay. 28 past the hour. More stories and people talk about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio as we continue here in the weekly Countdown Show.
A new survey shares some interesting facts on women's pregnancy and something that might be lurking under your nose, literally. OBGYN Dr. Rebecca Brightman discusses new findings about the importance of oral health and gives some key tips for women to stay healthy during pregnancy.
Nearly a quarter of women experience a change in their oral health during pregnancy, and they've noticed that there's a decline. And about 70% of women actually experience symptoms of gingivitis. And what's really interesting is that only 56% of women in this survey actually report seeing a dental care professional during the course of their pregnancies. And you may think, why is this important? Gum disease and oral health is very important in pregnancy because if left neglected, gingivitis can result in periodontal disease, and there is a link, some studies suggest, between periodontal disease and preterm labor and low birth weight infants.
For more information about brushing for two, go to Crest.com or Oral-B.com.
Oh my goodness, I am tired of being known only as the guy who turns into a werewolf at the full moon. There's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Sure, they could save you money, but Geico also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. So you know people love them. And yeah, I become a man beast once a month, but I become the world's greatest crepe chef every single Saturday morning.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
BlueStar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had BlueStar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried BlueStar.
BlueStar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the BlueStar in the first aid section. Feel BlueStar work fast. Or your money.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
You know, one of my favorite quotes is from C.S. Lewis, who says, "Democracy hates a great man." democracy looks at a great man like a field of wheat where one stalk is 6 inches higher than everybody else or every other stalk, and government comes along and cuts it off so they're all even. And I think that's absolutely true. I'm so glad we live in a representative republic and not a democracy. This allows us the opportunity to be great if we want to, if we want to pay the price, if we want to do what's necessary to be a great man. However you define being great, America provides you that opportunity. Rather than being chopped off by government, let's work at being great. I'm Gary Rathman. It's an economy of 1 minute.
Learn more at aneconomyofone.com.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Introducing the newest addition to the Craftsman C3 lineup, the C3 19.2-volt brushless drill driver. A brushless motor means you get 50% more runtime, 30% more power, and a motor life 10 times longer than the traditional brush motor drills. With up to 600 inch-pounds of torque, LED integrated lights, and a Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck to lock bits solidly in place, you'll get even your most difficult projects done fast. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Craftsman, made to make.
Familiar sound of the talk radio review, the talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen, a familiar voice here with Michael Harrison, also a familiar voice during the charts discussing what's going on in this fabulous world that we have, the stories, the people, fascinating relationship stuff. This is what people, I'm looking at headline of the New York Post, and basically what they have done is call out the president for being a joke. And so is that it, really? That's what they think. Has Trump managed to play the media? Does he direct the media, the news media, to things other than his true mission to get everybody all in this fog, and now he's getting things done? And he's got an interesting style.
Well, that's giving him the benefit of the doubt.
How so?
That he's doing it on purpose, that it's a distraction to, to get the media all worked up over non-issues, issues of cosmetic issues, personalities, infighting, ridiculous tweets, outrageous statements, while he tries to get things done. But that's not happening. What he's accomplished is he's created a rift in the GOP where, even though they have all three, I mean, it comes down to they have all.
Did they need to be broken up? Do they need to be kind of shattered? Are they
not if you're a conservative purist and you want to see the Republican Party get things done?
But the Republicans are not conservative purists.
Well, is anything pure?
No, that's the point of all of this.
But,
pointed this out. You brilliantly pointed this out it was about a month ago when you dissected the American scene and suggested that there are no more majorities, that Trump is able to function by having less than 40% of the population behind him, but they are solidly behind him, and there's no more 51% margin anymore. And you did that. You explained it very well. If you want to check it out, folks, go to Tarkers.com in the archives and see what Michael said.
It's called wading across the widening mainstream. The mainstream is very wide and very shallow. There's no such thing as a mainstream media anymore, or a mainstream party, or a mainstream mode of thought
yeah.
in America. You know, we don't even, most people could not tell you what the number one record in America is today. We used to be able to do that when we were, you know, the 60s, 70s. I bet you most
Chiffons,
people.
Chiffons, One Fine Day.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's still the number one record. And also, I bet you most people can't tell you what movie, you know, was won the Oscar for Best Picture the same year it did. There is a lack of popular consensus in terms of there being a culture. When you hear the term, the American people have spoken, that's a ludicrous expression. Who are the American people, or what is the American people? Public opinion. It's all over the place, and we have to get used to it. We have to adjust to this because it's kind of dangerous, because what it does, it allows the biggest gang to take control as opposed to the largest compromised consensus. The thing about the two-party system is that it forces consensus toward the middle so that everybody can be served. What you had post-World War I in Nazi Germany, and I'm not comparing our situation today to Nazism, so folks, don't start yelling, but one of the ways Adolf Hitler was able to rise to power was that after World War I, Germany was fractured, and it was all minority parties, and he just happened to have what eventually turned into the largest gang. And he got elected. He got elected to that position. He didn't take over in a military coup. They elected him chancellor, which was like president. And then he consolidated power and did this and that and whatever, and wound up being completely beyond reproach. He was the ruler. It's dangerous when you cannot come up with a consensus and a compromise under the big tent.
All right. Let me. This is not a fast forward or a fast back. But this is a very interesting anecdotal tidbit that you publish at talkers.com in your summary of things going on in the world of News Talk Radio. There's a story about a fellow who is taking, quote-unquote, personal time after he criticized Red Sox ownership on a sports station that carries the Red Sox. And I wonder now if we go back to when we started, the days when people criticized everything and everybody other than advertise. I remember one night I was on KMOX in St. Louis, and I was talking about Buicks, and there had been something that came out about Buicks that was negative, so I was talking about it and went into a break, and the general manager of the station came in and said, the folks at Buick are very big advertisers here, and we don't usually speak ill of our advertisers. I think this may have been the second night I was in the chair at that station, and I was shaking in my boots.
Well, they gave you the chair for that one.
Yeah. Well, but anyway, the reason I told you the story is because you go back to what's going on in the real world today is not comfortable with criticizing those who are responsible for paying the bills. But yet it used to be that we could, you and I, could say anything we wanted to about these people, and it was all part of the general managers of the station would take the calls, say, look, this is what we're doing here. This is how we get people to listen to your commercials, is we say things that are controversial. Don't be upset. It's going to be fine. You'll get more people buying Buicks. If we're talking about them, it doesn't make any difference what we say as long as we mention the name.
Well, I don't know whether or not it was okay to knock Buick or to knock the advertiser. I mean, the general managers took calls from listeners and complainers about the content of the show. And if advertisers were nervous about it being controversial, they were able to explain that controversy sells. But I don't know if it ever was cool to knock advertisers. I don't think that ever was cool.
Well, I don't know that I didn't say the name of the dealership. I just said Buick. And I didn't even actually make a value judgment. I just reported on, hey, did you hear that Buick's got a problem with their starters? I mean, I don't even know what the problem was. It's been 30, when does on KMOX?
Look, anyone who knows the media knows that not just radio, but television and newspapers, if you have a major sponsor, you're not going to highlight negative news about that sponsor. I mean, if a newspaper has a car dealer, a car manufacturer brand as a major, major advertiser, and a big story comes out that there's a recall or some kind of a negative thing, they might be more inclined to bury it on page 5 or 10 or 20 than to make a big headline out of it. Again, we come down to degree, but Advertising-based media has always been beholden to the advertisers. I don't care when it is. That's one of the pitfalls. Government-based media is beholden to the government.
Yeah.
Public media is beholden to the benefactors. And even if it's listener-supported media, they're beholden to the biggest donors out there. There is no such thing as independence in media unless somebody is totally bankrolling it themselves, maybe somebody like a Bloomberg. But then they become a dictator. In other words, being beholden to your supporters is a form of checks and balance. You know, whenever you hear like a politician saying, he's so rich, he doesn't have to answer to anybody. But then again, the answering to somebody is a tempering situation that keeps a person from being a dictator. There's no easy solution to this.
Mm. Well, in the case of this fella who was on WEEI in Boston, he was talking about the racist atmosphere and the Red Sox Nation. And in fact, he's right. And I would think a lot of people listening to the station would react to that. But apparently he went a little bit far in how the management handles it, referring to an institutional arrogance from the Red Sox. There is Boston is an outrageously racist city by anybody's standards. And the stuff that happened, remember that player, was it a month or two ago, that got a lot of starch from somebody up in the green banana there? And they threw the guy out, but it brought a whole lot of attention. And so there have been other things that have gone on.
Well,
on
behalf of Boston, on behalf of the Red Sox, that was an incident that embarrassed them. And they said they do not condone that at all. And it was one fan.
But
it was,
they didn't want this guy talking about it.
Well,
obviously.
I don't know.
The
racism of Boston is a subject that befuddles me. Because I also find Massachusetts and Boston to be one of the most open-minded, progressive cities
in
the country.
Well, that's very interesting. It really is. You're right. There are so many different pockets in this state.
Yeah.
Both Michael and I live in Massachusetts, so we have that expertise. It just is. It's a very interesting and unpredictable, kind of like Trump, in a manner of speaking. Massachusetts and Trump. How about that?
Yeah, that's right. I think of them both in the same breath.
That's it.
They're both right.
44 past the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, with a question about your performance. Are you doing well? Do you feel really good? Do you feel strong? Do you have a lot of energy, a lot of stamina? If you are saying yes to my question, then you probably don't need to listen to the next 60 seconds or so of my message about Super Beats. But if your answer to my question was N-O, no, then let me steer you in the direction of getting started on Super Beets. Super Beets are loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates. Now, that sounds like a lot of gobbledygook and medical talk, but nitrates are what open up your arteries to the blood, keep your blood pressure standard and where it's supposed to be, and then get blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body. This is great stuff. Your cardiovascular system, the power that comes from this amazing vegetable, it's really over the top. It's so important to you to have healthy blood flow. It's so important to you, if you're over 40, to make sure your body is efficiently running. It has the energy, the stamina that a lot of people who are involved in sports, business. You heard Michael talking about how much energy I have. Well, I think I attribute a lot of it now to drinking Super Beets every day. It helps feed my body's system, boost my stamina, my energy, my enthusiasm. Blood going to my brain has to have a positive impact on what's going on. So join the millions of people in our country and around the world who are now on the Super Beets program. You get a bonus 30-day supply free of Super Beets with your first order that you can get by dialing 800-655-4183. You heard me say it right. 30-day supply free with your first order, and you can guarantee that the results are going to be great for you because this product never gets returned. 800-655-4183 or order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com. Doug Steffen here with a review of the stories from the charts for this past week. According to the research done at Talkers Magazine, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, including the football players coming back to practice, and also that brain report, number 10, very important, the results of studying football players' brains. The sperm counts in men and why they're declining is number 9. That death at the fair in Ohio, at number 8. The people who died in that truck in the Walmart shopping plaza, number 7. The Boy Scout speech that Mr. Trump gave is 6. Number 5, the investigation into Trump and his family and what's the connection to the Russians, yada, yada. Number 4, the folks from China, Foxconn, are now building a plant in the U.S. Military transgender ban is number 3. Leaks from the White House, 2. And the health care discussion is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number 2 for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to Straight Talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
When choosing a mortgage lender, a 2017 home loan study by Ally Bank found a majority of Americans cite interest rates and a reputation for excellent customer service and convenience as important. Home loan advisor Chris Maloney has some tips to make that happen.
First, you need to determine whether this home is going to be a short-term or long-term residence.
This will determine if you should go for a fixed versus an adjustable rate mortgage.
If you're planning to move in the next 3 to 5 years, an adjustable rate mortgage might be better for you because it offers a lower rate and a lower payment for the first few years compared to a fixed-rate mortgage.
How long you plan to own your home is also a big factor to decide if it's worth it to pay extra for points to lower your interest rate.
Paying points is a great way to reduce your interest rate and your monthly payments if you're planning on staying in the home for a long period of time. Make sure to compare the upfront cost of the points to the longer-term benefit.
Some lenders, like Ally Home, offer a price match guarantee. If you find a better deal somewhere else, they'll match the interest rate and points when you provide an eligible competitive loan estimate. For more, go to ally.com. Ally Bank is an equal housing lender.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, our opportunity to officially list on the people list and the stories list who's there and what's there, so that if we get off on tangents, sometimes we do, that in the best fashion of talk radio is to not necessarily follow a script, but the scripts do include the top 10 people, for example, this week. Jeff Bezos is number 10 from Amazon. Sean Spicer, number 9. Lindsey Graham, number 8. Vladimir Putin is in the 7th position this week. Jared Kushner, 6. Charles Schumer, 5. Mitch McConnell, 4. Jeff Sessions, 3. Anthony Scaramucci, 2. And Donald Trump, 1. So it's interesting to look at that list and see 1, 2, 3, 4 people on the list of 10 who are in the United States Senate or have been there. Isn't that interesting to see how those 100 people, those positions are so important? Food for thought on the countdown. Michael and his Up Close and Far Out podcast and reviewing who he's talking to and what it's about. So why would people want to hear from you and Michael Levin this week, who is the subject matter of your podcast?
Michael Levin is a ghostwriter. He has been involved in over 550 books in his career. About 18 or 19 of them have been New York Times bestsellers. And he talks about the state of the publishing business. And anybody interested in writing a book would find this fascinating, because the entire, you think the radio and TV and newspaper businesses have been disrupted. The book publishing business has gone through an amazing transformation in the past 20 years. Mm-hmm. And right now, anybody could do a book. You have to, of course, be able to write it. And he helps people write books, but he's an expert on the subject. So it's at upcloseandfarout.com. Very interesting discussion. And it's all part of our bigger look at changes in the media and how it affects our lives.
How many talk radio people have written books, do you think?
I would say hundreds of them have.
Really? Yeah. I have never done it. I've started it and tried it. And I don't know. It just doesn't appeal to me. But storytelling ought to be on the air. But it is a good way, no question, to expand your footprint.
Yes. It's a platform.
Attention, exactly, to what it is that you're doing or saying that may not have known about you before. Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Review, It's 10 minutes before the hour.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Do Band-Aid approaches to a complex problem such as obesity make any difference at all? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Banning soda in school cafeterias, adding extra bike lanes in our communities, revamping nutritional labels on food packages, the list goes on, as does the controversy surrounding approaches to tackling skyrocketing obesity rates in America. An obesity review study took a look at these efforts and offers some measured feedback on their impact. Active diet and food policy changes, like banning trans fats and limiting access to sugary and high-fat foods in certain environments, is more effective than attempts at modifying physical activity. While we do take advantage of added bike lanes and urban bike rentals, it is still unclear as to whether this translates into lowered obesity levels. My take on all of this is decidedly less complex. Every little bit helps.
It's time to turn up your summer with great deals from America's and Canada's Best Value Inns, Country Hearth, Guest House, and Red Lion Hotels. Book now through September 4th to save up to 30% at participating hotels. We've got you covered with over 1,100 locations in North America. And join Hello Rewards for special rates, personalized member perks, and earn free nights. Remember, America's Best Value Inn. Book your hotel stay today and turn up your savings.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 53 after the hour. Doug and Michael here with a review of things that are ancillary to the big stories. You know, the Foxconn thing, when I first saw that, well, Fox is buying something else. It's the Fox Media World. When, in fact, Foxconn is the Chinese company that makes the iPhone. And they're going to bring 30,000 jobs to America. It's very interesting to see how we were moving our plants over there because of the market, and now the Chinese are coming over here to build companies. The continuing interaction of our two countries bodes well for the future, even if politically there are sparks. Do you agree with that statement or not?
Well, I think the best way to have world peace is to do business with everybody.
Yep.
I think that someday the politicians in all countries will wake up to the fact that it's good economically and it's good politically to do business together, mm-hmm. not to fight each other. I mean, in a way, war is business, too, because the military-industrial complex
of
the world, they make money of it. And I think that is the leading cause of war. I am a total believer in that, and call me a conspiratorial person, but no. I believe that's one that's real.
Yep.
And I recommend that everybody go to YouTube and watch President Eisenhower's farewell speech to the nation. Yep. It's probably the best speech ever given.
Beware.
But China and the U.S. make money together, if China and the Russians were able to make money together, if we were able to figure out a way to make money with some of these hostile regimes in the Middle East together, do business together, trade together, which is the whole point of having, you know, free trade and do it right, well, why would anybody go to war? If you're making money,
why are you going to fight?
Right. And we don't think about that.
If you want to be appalled by what war does and you need a reminder, go see the movie Dunkirk.
Have you seen it?
I did see it. I was not going to because the trailers didn't intrigue me. But then I've heard from a couple of people that I respect that the story was actually quite good and it wasn't as violent as you thought it might be. And all it does is bring me back around to every time I think about the Nazis, I think about that scene from Indiana Jones where Harrison Ford is on the balcony looking down at the Nazis and he says, "Nazis, I hate those guys."
Did did you see it on a in a 70-millimeter theater or an IMAX theater, or did you?
No, I didn't see it in IMAX. I saw it in a regular theater.
Regular theater. Yeah, they say that it was really meant to be watched in 70-millimeter, but there's only a handful of theaters in any area that still have that ability.
Yeah. Right. Yep. You're right. They're not that big anymore. In a moment, I want to probe with Michael his feelings about Meghan McCain and how she relates to her father in terms of her job as a media pundit. That in a moment here on The Countdown.
A new survey shares some interesting facts on women's pregnancy and something that might be lurking under your nose, literally. OBGYN Dr. Rebecca Brightman discusses new findings about the importance of oral health and gives some key tips for women to stay healthy during pregnancy.
Nearly a quarter of women experience a change in their oral health during pregnancy, and they've noticed that there's a decline. And about 70% of women actually experience symptoms of gingivitis. And what's really interesting is that only 56% of women in this survey actually report seeing a dental care professional during the course of their pregnancies. And you may think, why is this important? Gum disease and oral health is very important in pregnancy because if left neglected, gingivitis can result in periodontal disease, and there is a link, some studies suggest, between periodontal disease and preterm labor and low birth weight infants.
For more information about brushing for two, go to Crest.com or Oral-B.com.
All right, we have a minute to discuss Meghan McCain. She was she cut her teeth in, well, she's been very, very outspoken, and she does it well. I think she's very smart. I liked her on the radio, kind of. I don't watch her on Fox, but I know that there are a lot of people who have asked her this week to sort of justify what her father said about radio and television and the Internet. To hell with them, he said. They don't want anything done for the public good. Let's return to regular order. So how does Meghan McCain deal with something like that?
I'm sure she deals with it. I'm not totally up to date on everything that she has said in response. I think that she's smart enough to go her own separate path from her father. John McCain has been critical of the ultra-right wing of media for a long time. This is not new. Perhaps it's exacerbated by the revelation that he's suffering from a terribly dangerous and aggressive form of brain cancer, which can affect your judgment as well as how you feel about being candid. Right. So I think she's just handling it graciously.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's good at that, and so are you. Being gracious is part of your appearance here, and you do it well. Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Summer. It's all about freedom. Endless days, throwing out the rules and having whatever you want, whenever you want. In celebration of this no rules mantra, we've got CEO of MomTrends.com, Nicole Feliciano, here to talk about taking breakfast beyond the morning hours and encouraging you to enjoy it any time of day with easy to make, no muss, no fuss breakfast ideas. Hello, Nicole.
How are you today?
So how do you do it? How do you break the mold and get breakfast incorporated into every meal of the day?
By making sure you have protein that the whole family loves. For us, it's Smithfield brand. Hometown original bacon, anytime favorites ham, and fresh breakfast sausage.
Got some good meal ideas for us?
Avocado toast, an egg, hometown original bacon, and also some anytime favorite sliced ham. Another trend that we're absolutely loving is the breakfast bowl. Steel-cut oats, fresh fruits and vegetables, a sunny-side-up egg, and we put in Smithfield bacon and cubed ham. Quick and easy to prepare.
So how do we find out more?
Head to smithfield.com and be sure to follow them on social media to get even more ideas for using breakfast for all of your meals with the family.